And covering the local political scene, talking to candidates who are running for local offices like Port Huron City Council. We're joined right now by City Council member seeking re-election, Sherry Archibald. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How long have you been on council now?
It's been 11 years.
11 years, and you want more time on the council. Why? What made you decide that you wanted to stick with it?
Well, I think there's still so much more to be done, and experience means a lot when you're looking at what we're facing right now. And so I love serving the residents. I love our city, and I just feel that I have more to give.
What made you decide to run in the first place those 11 years ago? What made you decide that you wanted to be on Port Huron City Council?
You know, people laugh at me every time I answer this question. Things were not going well in the city of Port Huron, as you know, and I was elected in 2009, and in 2008 is when we had the big downturn in the economy. Our downtown was a ghost town, and my husband was considering moving out of the city, and I wanted to stay. And it was that conversation we kept having of, do we move, do we stay? And finally it was, well, I really want to stay, so let's step up and do something about it and help change it and make it where all of us want to stay instead of all of us want to move out.
What can you point to in these last 10, 11 years, Sherry, that the city has done and the city council has helped to make Port Huron better?
Well, clearly, the city government as well as city council, we set policy. We're not the ones that are out there creating jobs and doing those types of things. But what we have done is we streamlined the city budget. We've cut back. We've made it much more efficient and economic. We're doing a much better job of spending our taxpayer dollars, making sure they get the services that they're paying for and that they're good services. We've certainly enhanced our police department. We've gone after the public safety millage, and we've improved parks and recs tremendously. We addressed some big issues, unfunded liabilities. We did things to make downtown come back. The biggest thing in that is building partnerships. We've built private-public partnerships. We've focused as a region rather than just a city. And instead of acting alone, we've worked together to say, what can we do to build this economy back up in our entire region so that our residents, whether they're in the city of Port Huron, whether they're in Marysville, Fort Gratiot, no matter what, if one town, city, village is thriving, we all have that opportunity to thrive. So how do we do that together? And I think that's the biggest thing we've done is we've streamlined processes, we've made it easier, and we've worked together to make sure we could become a vibrant community again.
I want to talk about your vision for the future of Port Huron and what might be on the horizon, but, you know, we're in this kind of weird limbo stage right now with COVID. How do you think the city has responded to COVID, and what do you see as challenges coming from this global pandemic in the months and maybe even years to come?
Well, Paul, if you look at the numbers, I think the city's done a great job in making sure we've supported our local businesses. We've helped our residents, so we've brought in a lot of money through the state that, you know, we're addressing unpaid water bills, rents, things like that to make sure people can continue on through this and they can get by if they did lose their job. But mostly we've done a good job of helping to promote buy local, shop local. I know you couldn't for a while go out into a restaurant, but, you know, stop by, pick it up, take it home. Something we promoted really well with all of our downtown businesses, businesses throughout the city. We started the social district downtown, another way of getting people to come out safely, but frequent those businesses so that we could help keep them in business. And if you look at the track record, we haven't had a lot of businesses closing down. So I think we've done a nice job of working together to say, how do we help them? The biggest challenge now moving forward with, we just heard you announce that there's a big uptick in numbers again. And, you know, we see that another wave coming, and we have to be diligent and make sure that we continue to make our residents feel safe, give them the numbers, make them informed, but also help to keep our businesses going by, we'll do another round of that big push to buy local, shop local, pick it up, have it delivered. You don't have to sit in a restaurant to help them out. You can make appointments to go to stores. Go in one at a time. There's things that we can do to help our residents and help our businesses.
What are some of the things that you want to do as a council member in the next term? What are some of your goals?
My personal goals have always been around continuing to create and expand our tourism opportunities. I think we have a beautiful waterfront that we all might take for granted, but others, they're amazed when they come here. And we have to continue to attract people into our community. I like to say that, you know, if we're all just frequenting our own shops, we're just trading dollars. What we really need to do to grow our economy is to bring outside dollars into our community. So continue to promote tourism. I think we have an opportunity to open up Airbnbs, especially along our waterfront. People love to stay on our beaches and they love to stay on the water. So why not open up Airbnbs and bring people into the community, get them to stay here, spend their money here, go home, or eventually maybe move here. So I think we have an opportunity there. I continue to say we're missing, no pun intended, but we're missing the boat on our boating industry. We don't have a harbor. It makes it very difficult. But what do we do to attract boaters not to stop and get gas and maybe eat a meal, but to come and stay for a weekend, stay for a week, vacation here, and have a good time and see what we have to offer. So that's another one of those big things that I think we can do for the tourism. Aside from that, we're still continuing to focus on marketing the municipal office center. How do we, sell that, get off the water? Let's develop that property and turn it into tax property so we're making money off of it instead of utilizing it for city services. Another big push there. And then we do have some things that they're not fun, but we have to face them. And one is an aging infrastructure. We did the sewer separation. However, while we've been spending years and years doing that, we have very, very, very old infrastructure that has not been dealt with and at some point is going to have to be faced. And so we're going to need to look at that, as well as we have one of our central fire station is very old and aging, is going to need some attention there. So do we fix that or do we combine the three into two and have two very nice fire stations? I don't think we know the answer to that yet, but we need to continue to focus on that. And then I think last but not least, public safety is huge. So we have a phenomenal police department in the city of Port Huron. And our residents obviously know that and support that because they pass that millage to keep them going. But I'd like to focus on how we continue to grow our police department, focus on safety for our residents, while at the same time making sure that we continue that professionalism and transparency that we already have. We're not a community that has had trouble with all of the things that are going on, that our police have not been fair, or there's not been that injustice that you're seeing other places. Need to make sure that that continues and that we're always transparent to the residents while at the same time keeping them safe.
It's going to be interesting council next year because there will be new faces on the board. There are the field now down to four candidates for three available council seats. Voters make their decision who to put on city council, why should they vote to bring Sherry Archibald back?
Paul, I'm asking people to vote to bring me back because I believe I have proven myself and that I can help to make change. I've been on 11 years, and you could shoot a cannon through downtown Port Huron when I first became a council member, and I think we've proven that we've brought that back and continue to focus on our neighborhoods. So I have a track record that says I can do it, I can get the job done, and I believe, yes, we have some open seats. There's going to be some change. Stability is important, and I can bring that. Myself and the mayor are the only two running for re-election. So keeping that stability, that consistency, I think it helps. Let us be there to help and to groom the new people coming on and make sure that we continue in that forward momentum instead of, starting completely new. It is difficult when you first get on. I can attest to that. It takes a good year to really understand all of the inner workings of the city and to know the direction to go and all the rules and regulations and the policy. And I think it says a lot to have someone remain that can help pave that way. But mostly we are facing some tough times again, certainly not what we faced when I got on in 2009, but I've proven I can turn it around and I want to make sure that we don't get back there and that we continue moving forward.
Sherry Archibald, good luck on election day and thanks for spending a few minutes with us this morning.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.